his basement was wet, but it wasn't standing.
Yeah, that sucks.
Poor son of a bitch, his face when he learned that.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Sun Pump guy come out today.
What is that? Some pump. Why do people keep saying that?
Yeah, it's just so
it
like
now.
Mine.
It automatically.
Yeah, so like what happens is like you put sand and shit around and under like your foundation of your basement because like it literally like when mine stopped working, it literally came up from the ground cracks and shit and like little cracks in the wall, and then we got the sump pump back on, and like you could actually see as we were like vacuuming out water, you could actually fucking see it like
seep back in,
kind of go back into the cracks. Yeah.
My dad was gonna have someone come put a sump pump in it. I don't know exact numbers. I'm just throwing this out there, but it was like $3,000 for this company to come put a new one in and do it all. He looked on Amazon for a sump pump. 5 stars, thousands and thousands of reviews. Ordered is it. Has someone come install it for half of what that company was going to charge.
Really? Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Amazon has everything.
I had the guy today.
Some pumps, man.
The guy today didn't even charge me to come and check it out and make sure it was working right.
Really?
He said it was working all good and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. I'm here with @ZachDowns1, is that right? And joined again, finally back in town, @Jordan.Hildreth. How was everything? You were gone for a minute.
I was gone for 9 days traveling.
Cool minute.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
Tell us about it.
Went to California, went to Utah, or I'm sorry, went to Colorado, California. I'm going to say this right. Colorado, Utah, California, in that order.
Then did you drive all the way back from California?
Yes. Oh, that would we stopped in Valentine, Nebraska, which
would
terrible. Hate to give a compliment to Nebraska, but shout out Nebraska. Valentine, Nebraska is beautiful. I
Where's
was pretty
Valentine
upset by
at?
It. It's all the way north. It's just below South Dakota, 8 miles below South Dakota.
Oh, is it? Cool.
River, trees, waterfalls. I was shocked. I've always thought of Nebraska as the second worst state in the entire United States.
Behind?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
But a very, very distant second. Anyway, yeah, so it was
not Iowa, huh? What makes Iowa better than Nebraska?
Well, for one, I'm here.
Automatically.
So, it's like the second best state. I don't know, dude. It's just... I hate Nebraska. It's probably a football
I was just
thing.
Curious.
I didn't like you guys very much when I was a kid.
Playing for you were a Texas fan.
Yeah. Anyway,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a 25-hour drive from California to
Oof-ta.
Nebraska, and my friends let me go ahead and take the midnight shift. Every time we drove at night, if it was past like 11 p.m., I drove for hours.
Because you're just a G like that, or what?
I don't know.
They just trust you at night?
Dickheads.
Were you just the lowest on the totem pole of friends?
When we were driving, was in the middle of Wyoming, in the desert. There's nothing around. It's the darkest I've ever seen anywhere, and I see cop lights miles ahead because it's so fucking dark.
Yeah.
You can see lights anywhere, and then so I come up on it, and I'm like, some son of a bitch got pulled over at 3 a.m. But it wasn't, dude. He's like parked in the middle of the road, and I'm like, what the hell is this cop doing? So I have to slow all the way down, and I drive around him. There's a cow. Just laying down.
That's a perfect
down,
on the road again.
Just,
damn,
yeah, dude,
this
just
story
a cow
is, yeah, we should
laying down it. In the middle of the road, chilling, didn't feel like moving. The cop's yelling at it, and he's like, nah.
The cop's yelling
funny,
at
dude.
It, and it's
yeah,
just
that
chilling. That is awesome.
It was a good trip overall. I highly recommend going to all of those places.
So
Bryce
what,
Canyon in Utah was the best.
Really?
I didn't think it would be better than the rest.
So what did you do as far as, like, what was the purpose of the vacation?
Oh,
just to go
see,
chill
yeah, just
and
to
see
these
shit?
Things, yeah.
That's cool.
I've never seen any of that stuff.
Kind of a tour across America, seeing...
But yeah.
Did you see, like, the United States' biggest ball of yarn and shit like that?
No,
like,
no. The main goal was to get to the Redwoods, but we wanted to hit... We knew Utah was beautiful. We knew we loved Colorado, so we wanted to hit those two on the way, and then... get all the way out to California. And then Utah ended up being the best spot. Some old
really?
Guy at the campground we were at was like, hey, you guys got to go check out Bryce Canyon. So we're like, all right,
did
we'll
you
check
tent?
It out. We,
in
one
campground?
Night we tented, a couple of nights we Airbnb'd. One of the Airbnbs, I didn't read the description. It ended up being a hippie commune. We stayed
Ooh,
in
nice.
A bus that had no air conditioning. It was not nice, dude.
Yikes.
Yeah, but all in all,
that trip might be my nightmare overall.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad, dude. And we wanted it because there was a hot spring. Turned out to be a lukewarm, disease-infested, disgusting water pit. It was cesspool. Brown. It was not hot. It was, you felt slimy when you got in there.
You actually jumped in, though?
Yeah, of course we did. We're like,
was it big, though?
The reason,
like,
no.
Did you smell like eggs after?
I don't know what. We probably didn't smell good, I'll tell you that. But after so much not smelling good, you can't smell anything.
That's true.
I probably just stink. I don't know if I do, but I probably do. Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Now you're back in the gym closet.
Back in the gym closet.
Reporting on it. I love it. Anything else fun that you did on vacation? Did you do your taco research?
Taco research? No, I haven't. I haven't done that yet. What was it? I don't even remember what it was. It's much faster to eat.
Everything's easier to
chicken
eat.
Chicken in
a taco.
But I agreed with you about the taco because tacos are delicious. I disagreed about it being in a tortilla. So no, I haven't done that yet. I said I think if you do chicken and rice in a tortilla with no seasoning or no deliciousness added, it'll be the same as chicken and rice.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't checked up on that.
Research that. Yep. Okay. Well, we'll get into that research. We'll report on that. Zach, how's your weekend?
It was good.
We have an athlete shout-out later on with Zach in it, but anything else happened other than your show this weekend worth reporting on?
Nope, that took about my entire weekend there. All Friday, all of Saturday, and then Sunday, all Sunday.
And have you been pretty much eating whatever you want Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, today?
Have
you been getting after it?
Sunday was bad.
Yeah.
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 I was Sunday morning, I was so full from Saturday night that I tried stretching out. And you know where you put your leg over the other one and bend your knee and then try and twist and crack your back? I got halfway, and my stomach started pushing. Like I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah,
I couldn't even crack my back, and I was like, "Okay, this isn't good." So I didn't eat anything until like 4:30 Sunday afternoon.
That's impressive.
But when I did,
I had the same problem Sunday morning, and then I just kept eating.
So
I pushed through.
So my last show, I kept eating.
Yeah,
and I got really, really sick.
Yeah,
really sick. And so I could feel that, like, starting to come. I was like, okay, if I keep eating, I know I can keep eating, but if I keep eating, I know I'm going to get sick. So I just kept waiting all Sunday.
So what was some of your favorites as far as what you ate from? So you had your backload, carb backload on Friday, Saturday after the show, and then Sunday. What were some of your highlights for food?
Poncheros. That was definitely a big highlight. I haven't even tried to fit that in my macros. Yeah. If you get queso, it's like you might as well not try.
At them scoop and you're like, "Hey, motherfucker."
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
We've talked about this. So, Poncheros was great. Got some ice cream. That was great. Had to get a jelly-filled donut. Ice cream, I got like Reese's cup ice cream, and then I took the leftover Reese's cups I had from my show.
Just the grocery store, though?
Yeah.
Threw them in there also.
And then crushed those up, threw them in there, crushed up some Oreos, threw those in there, put peanut butter. I mean, I just loaded it with stuff I found all throughout my house. And then a couple jelly donuts, and then, of course, some candy. So I'm a big sweet tooth person. The sweets, desserts, and candy. So
the same way.
Honestly, I didn't have a single salty thing. It was just all sweets, and that makes sense why I got so sick, but it tastes great.
I'm getting to the point where I'm, what do you call it, small macros. What do people call it? I'm trying to think of the word now.
You have carb brain right now.
I do, yes. They're low. Energy is low, so I'm living vicariously through Zach.
But you know what one of my fucking favorite things, I don't know, this is kind of weird, but if you've competed in a show, and I know some of our listeners have or want to or whatever, one of my favorite things after I got done with my show was when my penis started working again.
Dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was amazing. There's like three things. Three things like I'm starting to notice within even 3 days of having so many carbs and stuff is, number one, my energy is through the roof. I feel great. Number two is... oh, shoot, I just drew a blank.
Sex drive?
No, that was number three.
Yeah. That was number three.
That was number three.
Dude, that was the best. I mean, it's crazy. I was excited to see the little fella.
What was it?
The little fella. I love it. Well, no, it's the truth, though. Your testosterone drops.
Mood. Yeah. Mood. So my energy levels, I'm literally, I'm just like happy. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I can't put anything to it, but yeah, I'm just happy. Well, so it is the food. And
but
then
again,
the libido.
What do we talk about? We talked about this on a past podcast is now you have to kind of rope it back in and get into your reverse diet because I don't know if you were here for this one. You might have been gone. This was 2 weeks ago.
No, he was here for reverse diet. Yeah.
Well, we talked about reverse diet, but we talked about fat gain and why you're fat. Were you here for that one?
Yep.
Yeah, you were. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So you
Why you're fat? No, I wasn't.
No. So yeah. So I don't know if you listened or not.
You made
did you do your homework?
You made the Whataburger.
We did. Yep.
Signal or whatever.
Yeah. 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 So did you do your homework and listen to our podcast on the
way
home? You did.
Nice.
Not at all. So you could actually multiply your little tiny shrunken fat cells without being full.
Yeah.
If you're in that way, you know, you're multiplying your fat cells as they're small. They got to fill up later on. So that's why we got to get into our reverse diet. And we've talked about all kind of stuff. But today we're going to get into a Q&A from our listeners. You guys got questions and we have answers. So we're going to get into kind of our fitness Q&A and talk about a couple different topics. Now I haven't seen any of these questions. I had Jordan pull them. So these questions are new to me and we'll answer them as best we can and then get into some of, if we need to get into more research and take notes, then we will do that and address them on later shows. But keep in mind, I am on a carb calorie deficit at this point. So if my brain is drawing blanks, that's my excuse for now. That and some CTE. So
yeah,
that's always my
just
excuse.
A mixture of whatever.
Yeah, just a mixture
mixed
of
with
everything.
Getting here at 8 a.m. and it's 8:20.
Well, that's
the
life in the real world.
Well, yeah, but you gotta take into account with prep and all that carb brain, and then all real world day.
Yeah. There's nothing like a good, what are we at, 12-hour day?
Nothing
we're
like
good.
A good old-fashioned 12-hour
day. Nothing good. Like a 12-hour day. We're good.
All right, so question number one.
Question number one.
Pretty easy. How long should you wait to do physical activity after you eat?
I like that. That's kind of the swimming question, so you don't cramp.
Right.
Totally up to you. And play with it a little bit. If you eat, I know some people that eat, you know, on their way to the gym 5 minutes before, and I know people that have to wait an hour to eat literally anything. If it's half a granola bar and they eat it within an hour of working out, they'll get sick. So, you know, it's really up to preference. It just kind of depends. Do your experiment, you know, and if you start getting sick, it's definitely to comfort. Now, keep in mind you're hitting your macros, and we want to put a good percentage of your carbs, anywhere from 40 to 60% of your carbs for that day should be around that workout. So depending on what your goals are, that's going to vary. So your coach can tell you a little bit more specifically for your goals. But keep in mind you want to have a good meal prior to and after your workouts, just so that you have energy and you can get recovered and everything like that. So with that in mind, you have to have one. You should have one, you know, no farther out than a couple hours. But that's completely up to someone's personal sensitivity and stomach.
So say that sensitivity isn't a factor for you, and it doesn't matter if you eat 5 minutes before or an hour and a half before. Is there an ideal time that you're really looking to shoot for if it doesn't affect you any differently, or is it just not any,
not necessarily? So, and it also kind of, you can dive a little bit deeper into, you know, whether it's a simple, a high glycemic carb or a slow digesting carb that you're eating, or if it's fats and carbs, depending on what you're eating. If you have no sensitivity issues, you just have to get something in at least. I would say that it's going to count towards your workout if it's an hour and a half to 2 hours before a workout, and then about an hour to an hour and a half after your workout. That's kind of where, you know, just to kind of fit into your protein synthesis throughout the day, you should have a protein feeding about every 3 to 4 hours to maximize that. So say that you work out for an hour. If you eat, say, protein and a carb for some energy an hour prior to workout, then you work out for an hour, now you're 2 hours, and then you wait an hour to eat something else, now you're at that 3 hour mark. So keep in mind your timing throughout the day to be optimal with protein synthesis should also fit into this. So if you're eating an hour prior, work out for an hour, which is just a common workout time. I think a lot of people just put their, you know, put their workouts at about an hour, and then you eat sometime an hour after, you're right at that 3-hour window, so that's perfect for you.
All right. So this person is, they're having a little bit of a hard time eating in a surplus to gain muscle. So they're hoping that they could have a few tips on easy ways to get into a surplus.
Sorry. One more time with the last part.
Looking to eat in a surplus, has a hard time doing it because they're in such a deficit. Few tips to get that, get those numbers up for somebody that maybe has a hard time doing that.
It's tougher for someone with fast metabolism because they're going to have to eat more to get into a surplus.
This person says that they know they're just in a deficit. They're eating about 1,700 calories, and they're 5'11" and 130 pounds.
So
they just are having a hard time putting more food in their body despite being in a deficit. So little tips on maybe ways to fit in calories.
You know, it's tough eating calorie-dense food versus, something that's high fibrous foods are kind of the enemy at that point.
Yep.
If you're wanting to eat, you know, if I'm eating a big salad with, a big chicken salad, that's going to be pretty filling without much punch as far as like, it's not a high caloric meal. So like if I'm needing to be in a deficit, me personally right now, like I'm going to love my salad because it fills me up, but it doesn't give me a lot of bang for my buck nutrition wise. Right. But if you're looking to go in a surplus, take that out and add your burrito. And that's going to be, the helpful thing there. Unfortunately, if that's your goal, a lot of times, and I've been in it, I'm sure both of you guys have been in it, you have to kind of just force feed yourself. And don't be afraid to drink your calories at that point, too. Drinking
beer,
something.
Beer, whiskey.
Heavy IPAs. alcohol is not a great thing. just a caveat that whole message. It is also a great thing, but not for nutrition benefits.
About.
But, drink your calories, have shakes, have your ice cream, and just add, even if, so
Gatorade,
say you're at, Gatorade's a good one with with carbs. That's a good, if he's at 1700 and he's, wants to just add 500 calories, drink a protein, ice cream milkshake, right before bed every day.
Yep.
That's going to be a good 500 calories with carbs, protein and fats all in it. So, that's a good way to jump up. And if you're burning it, that's giving your muscles nutrition. So, if his metabolism obviously is high enough.
And that's the other thing that I was going to say, something that you've talked about in an earlier podcast. He's young and he inexperienced and 5'11" and 130. He's a pretty slender guy.
Right.
You've said just throw, macros are important, but sometimes just, it's not going to hurt you very much to really throw food on there.
Oh yeah.
You're not,
the
that
plus
guy's not
diet
gonna blow
kind of thing.
Up
right.
And be fat.
And they, take it, take it, anything. Take kind of a, what we do as coaches is we take kind of a reaction measure. So go above and beyond crazy and see what happens for 3 weeks. And I would bet you that you're going to gain a little bit of weight, a little bit of body fat, but not a ton.
No, right.
And that's going to at least get you to the point where if I have an athlete like that, which we've had a lot, that are hard gainers, what we do is kind of get into a plus situation. So it would be he needs to eat 400 plus carbs. He needs to eat 180 plus protein. He needs to eat 70 plus fat, and so only worry about hitting that number and then continue to eat.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
there's
making sure
there's going to be
enough.
Those certain foods that are super loaded too. And
right.
I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but one, for example, would be grits. Grits aren't super filling and they're super easy to make, but there is a ton of carbs in grits.
Yeah. And don't be afraid of the quote unquote bad foods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Donuts.
The candy, the donuts,
Pop-Tarts.
All of that kind of stuff, Pop-Tarts, all of that is perfect, especially right after your workout because it's going to spike your insulin and it's going to drive that into your muscles. Now, this is for this specific person with a fast metabolism.
Exactly,
so you can't, everybody's an individual. So you can't take a blanket statement on anything, but for this person, you know, I would definitely suggest throwing in a donut in the morning, you know, throwing in a protein ice cream shake at night, and doing some candy after your workout.
Cereal, those are too. Gonna, if you like cereal, cereal is super cereal's easy packed, to eat. Yeah. And if you've ever measured a serving of cereal, you'll know.
So that I mean, can easily and me at this point, me at this point, I have zero. Zero feel bad for a person that needs to eat more at this point.
Because
right. I'll take over. I'll take over some of your nutrition at that point.
Moving on. Does going to the gym at night, 10 or 11, have any drawbacks?
No. You know, it all depends on your schedule. Now, if you're going at 10, 11 at night and you're trying to get to bed by 1, that might be tough because, you know, you should get
up at 5 in the morning.
Right. Like that's not a great sleep schedule. That's not a great eating schedule. So that puts you off. But I mean, if you're working, you know, if you work at noon, then that's great. For example, like I, when I first started bodybuilding, this was actually when I first got into the industry a little bit, but I was working at a gym. I had just turned 18 and this was my internship summer. And so I was working at a gym as a personal trainer and in Omaha, and I would work from noon to 9 every single day. And then I would get done. The gym I worked at closed at 9, and then I would get done at 9 and I would go to a different gym. I would go to Gold's in Omaha. That's now Blue Moon, which, oh man, I hate to see Gold's go and Blue Moon pop up, but Blue Moon's more of like your Planet Fitness type of one. It's bad. Oh, yeah, and a beer.
It's a pretty tasty beer, actually.
It's a great beer. But so then I would go down the street to Gold's and lift from like 10 to midnight, get home, eat, go to bed at like 1, 1:30, and wake up at noon. So I was still getting enough sleep. I was still getting a good post-workout meal, but my schedule allowed me to do that, and it was really the only way that I preferred doing it that way versus because I had the gym to myself versus like going at a early morning type of deal and trying to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Cause I was always amped when I was done working at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Foot angle when squatting, is it a matter of comfort or should you stay within, they're asking between 30 and 45. Cause some people say 45, some people say 30. Is it a matter of comfort or is there an ideal foot angle?
Comfort and goal, I would say. So comfort being that, you know, whatever you everybody's legs are different angles or different. They're basically the lever is different lengths in everybody's legs. So everybody's going to have a slight difference in stance width and angle of feet as far and as well as flexibility is simple to everybody or different for everybody. But, you know, there is different things that you may want to keep in mind when it comes to squat stance. So if I'm doing more of a powerlifting squat stance or a low bar squat stance, I'm going to be a little bit wider. I'm going to have, at that point, it's a lot of people have a little bit more angle on their feet, but it's being able to sink into your hips and having that foot angle may help that a little bit. But other people that are just training more bodybuilding style may do like a narrower stance high bar squat. That's going to target your quads a little bit more. You're going to have to have a little bit straighter feet on that. Your hips are going to come in and the lever changes with a high bar. So you're going to, when you come down, in order to sit into your hips, your knees have to come out in a narrow stance. And so when your knees come out in that narrow stance, if your feet are out, that's not going to match. And you're going to pinch kind of your hip area in that example. So you're going to want to keep your feet a little straighter, but again, a comfort and goal. So like if I'm trying to lift as much as possible, I'm going, you know, 3 rep to 1 rep max. I'm personally going to do more of a powerlifting wide stance and my legs might be out. My stance in general is going to be wider, but it's going to be easier to sit into my hips so I can put my feet out a little bit more.
Okay. Now this is a tough question. If muscle memory is a thing, or I think it may just, sure. You're like, no, you're an idiot. If muscle memory is a thing, then wouldn't a quick aggressive cut be more logical?
If muscle memory is a thing.
So he goes on to say, I am 1 week in my first ever cut, and it sucks ass, not gonna lie. Wouldn't any muscle loss incurred from my cut be regained fast at once I begin bulking again due to the magic of muscle memory? A faster, more aggressive cut would also allow me to enter an anabolic bulking phase a lot sooner. So basically he's saying, if I do okay. lose muscle during this cut,
right.
so I don't think he's a competitor. I think he's just sure. cutting for the summer or whatever.
Right.
Wouldn't it make more sense to do an aggressive cut because he's going to put the muscle back on pretty quickly because of muscle memory?
So I think for anybody a general physique goal, you don't want to lose muscle,
right?
Because that's going to add to your aesthetics of your physique.
Yep.
And so with that, you're going to be cut with less muscle. So that's just an aggressive cut is going to so what he means by an aggressive cut, basically cut calories to the basement and yep. I'm assuming, you know, do a ton of cardio
yep.
for a short period of time, try to lose as fast as possible,
probably like a month instead right. of doing
so
slow.
So the thing that the problem with that is your hormones change quicker. Everything drops down to the basement, your metabolism slows down faster, and you may accomplish the weight loss or the fat loss that you're wanting to, but you're going to accelerate muscle loss. So if I think about this as just like not necessarily for this cut today, but if I look at the grand scheme of things, this is basically your yo-yo diet situation, yep. right? So I'm going to do an aggressive cut, damage metabolism, damage my hormone levels, lose some body fat, lose a bunch of lean mass, and for what? Then I can go back because of muscle memory. I'm going to gain that muscle back, but that's the problem with there's a couple different reasons that's a problem. Is you've hurt your metabolism in a more aggressive manner. So now you are going to have if you go back, you're going to add fat faster. So you're going to add all this body fat back and potentially more. Go back to Why You're Fat, the episode that we recorded a couple weeks ago. And that will tell you that in this instance, you're actually that yo-yo diet is you're going to gain body fat back at an exponential rate if you do it quicker versus slower. Same thing with same thing with muscle gain. You will be able to gain that muscle back mm-hmm. at a point, but in my opinion, why do you want to gain that muscle back when you could have kept it
right
and see it as when you're lean
yep.
than have more muscle only when you have an elevated body fat?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So the goal in my opinion would be for everybody to do a slow cut, do it right, lose as little body fat as little lean body mass as possible while losing the body fat. That way it's going to stay around longer. You're going to have a higher metabolism for longer if you keep your body mass. And so in the long run, it's going to be a better scenario. And, you know, if you're only worried about like the short term,
yeah.
you know, which this person might be,
seems to be,
you know, then it's kind of your call. But in the scheme of things, a lot of times what I've seen with clients is they're only worried about the short term. I only give a shit about this beach date. Yeah. I'm going to go there right in a month. And so I have to get to this point. And that's great. But then that comes and goes, and now they're only worried about this next date. And yeah. So it's not necessarily, you have to look at the bigger picture because it's never just one date. If you're unhappy with what you are looking like at this point, and you are wanting to and needing to lose body fat, and you want a great physique, then you have to look at the long term because if you do it for this one date, you're going to have another short term goal, but you might ruin it or make it harder to get to the next goal. So yeah. just think about the big picture a little bit more.
That makes sense. That was our questions.
Awesome. Good questions. Thanks, guys, for sending those in. If you do have any questions, hit us up. DM us at the Gym Closet Podcast on Instagram. Leave any comments on any of our pictures during the episodes, and we will kind of go over. We've kind of gathered those, and we will continue to go over those with anybody that has any questions. Or you can hit us up or message us at any one of our personal social handles. So we're going to get into some segments now. We got some athlete highlights. It was another big weekend for our Crave athletes. It's been an awesome, you know, I love this segment because every single weekend it seems like we have another badass athlete that's doing something really cool. So this weekend we had a bodybuilding show with Zach here sitting in here. He kind of talked about it a little bit, touched on it, but him, Dustin, and Todd are three Crave athletes that competed in bodybuilding shows. Zach won his Classic Physique Pro Card, got first overall in Classic Physique.
Woo.
He also won his class and overall bodybuilding Pro Card. So Woo. He qualified in both and got both Pro Cards, won the show in both of those divisions, so that is awesome. Second athlete, Dustin, he got first in on the pro stage, which was an awesome performance Woo. By
pro
him.
Pro debut.
And he cleaned up. And then Todd placed fifth in our Classic Physique, and so he's been killing it, and he had a great showing too. That was his first show, so for him to be up on stage and look as good as he did was a great feat. He's really only been training for like a year. A little over a year.
I was gonna say.
Actually training. Like he's only been training for that amount of time, and for someone to jump on stage,
for sure.
I mean that takes a lot to get on stage after only lifting for a year. With I mean some of these guys like Zach, he's been lifting with me for 6 years. To mention anything that he did prior to that. Dustin, I know he's been at it for about a decade too. So to jump on the same stage as a lot of these guys is a huge feat to continue. The other athlete shout out that we're going to talk about today is we have challenges every week. So this week we just got done with our challenge today. We had our rowing challenge. So if you're a Crave athlete, you know what our challenges are all about. You basically come in during a training session and you compete with your teammates to see who is the best at that certain activity. So we had a rowing challenge, basically 3 minutes. How far can you row? So we had 5 a.m. Hart Compton won that with 887. Callista won it for the females at 5 a.m. at 794. At 6 a.m., Jeff Scholes had 788, so he won that one. Aaron March had 760, so those are the early morning. It takes a lot of dedication to get up that early and
get stuck with a rowing challenge.
Right.
Yes, it does.
That's awesome. So congratulations to you guys. At 9 a.m., Sandy Saunders was at 840. And Michelle was at 7:14, so that was the 9 a.m. That was the close of the morning. And then this afternoon we had at 4:30 Chris Carruthers at 9:05, which looks like it takes the cake for the whole thing. So he killed it. And then Kristen at 7:06, and the 6:30 p.m. session, Brian White at 8:34. And Joanna Coleman at 791. So that was a great one. That will qualify for everybody for the season championship. At the end of the season, we have championships for anybody that won a challenge in their session, qualifies for the championship, and they are able to jump in and compete in a multitude of different events. Multitude of different events. And then they have a chance to jump up on the overall scoreboard leaderboard. So we have Jordan's up there, aren't you?
Yep.
Jordan's up there. We have Mitch up there. We have Chelsea up there. And then we have Ashley Down, Zach's sisters, up there. So we only have four athletes since we started this championship series. So we've only been doing it for about 5 months now. So we're excited to continue to grow the championship series and continue to watch these athletes do some badass things. This last challenge was you probably saw the video. If you go on to Crave Gym, either our YouTube or Facebook, and check out the video of the championship, it was one step ahead. So it was the, and I think we already talked about it a little bit, but it was endurance-based. This next one will be a balanced between agility, endurance, and strength. So yeah, they're fun, and our athletes are badasses, and so they're fun to coach and watch at compete for the championship. So that's the athlete highlight. Next, we'll get into today I learned. What did we learn today, Jordan?
I learned that I should have my phone open. Okay.
Phone notes.
That the filling between the wafer and Kit Kats is made from other mashed up Kit Kats that didn't get past the quality insurance due to minor imperfections.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Say that one more time. Okay,
that is so cool.
The filling between the wafers and Kit Kats made up from other mashed up Kit Kats that didn't get past the quality assurance due to minor imperfections.
That is awesome. So the Kit Kat, so like it's stamped with Kit Kats, right? Like on the chocolate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so like if it was like Kit Kat,
smash them up
and throw it in the next one. So
there's a Kit Kat in a Kit Kat.
Kit Kats are in Kit Kats. Mind blown. That is awesome.
That is a cool fact.
So on that same subject, do you enjoy the left Twix or the right Twix more? Are you a Twix guy?
I personally hate that question because
I do.
Dumb.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
I think that is.
I'm not
so
a Twix person,
genius.
So I
that is
I
the best marketing campaign ever. They turned one product into three products.
Yeah. All right.
Like,
fair enough.
The exact same.
That's not what you asked.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't ask if it was a good flavor marketing. Of the Kit Kat.
You asked which one we like more.
Right. And the fact that that's even a question to contemplate.
It's not, though. It's not.
No, it's obviously not. They're the exact same thing. They're made. They're Kit Kat 1 and Kit Kat 1. Like, they're the exact
Twix
same
one,
thing.
Twix.
Or Twix, sorry. Twix 1 and Twix 1. It's the same. So if Kit Kat had, like
there'd be four of them.
Right.
But haven't you seen the commercial?
Yeah, so which one do I like?
Have you seen the commercial? The other factory's different.
Hey,
right.
Here's
so why doesn't Kit Kat could do that?
Do you break off each of the Kit Kats? Or do you just bite into the whole bar, like all four of them?
Who bites into the whole bar?
I've seen it happen.
You know what I do?
It was just. I was like,
that's like someone taking a Hershey bar and just biting into the whole Hershey bar.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
no even squares. Are you? Come on, really?
That's really offensive. I think.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
food eaters everywhere.
I agree.
You know what I do though? I actually break off, and I do this with Twix and Kit Kat. I break two off, and I put them back to back, and I eat them together.
Okay.
So like for me, Twix, I eat the left and right together.
So you don't
so
even
you
know
don't
if
even
there's
know.
A taste difference.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, they've been marketing to the wrong person because I don't even know the difference. And then I turn them upside down, and the left one turns into the right one, and the right one turns into the left
wow.
one.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Mind blown. That's well, candy talk for the day.
Well, while we're
today,
still,
we oh, learned.
Never mind.
Kit Kat, so go ahead.
I was just going to say, while we're on the food topic, which do you like more? I sat and stared and debated on Sunday when I was eating all my crappy food, double stuffed Oreos or regular Oreos. They were the same price. In a pack, the double stuffed Oreos, you got 8. In the same pack, same price of regular Oreos, you got 10. So I went with the regular. Even though I like double stuffed, I was going for a little more.
Yeah, so you're going for the Oreo economics.
Yeah.
I think the ratio is better in a regular one than a double stuffed.
I like the flavored Oreos. I don't like regular Oreos that much.
Really?
See, I haven't
I'm a
gotten
big
too,
fan of all the different flavors.
Have you gotten like the pumpkin one?
Those are my favorite.
Dude, the amount of flavors on Oreos is
asinine.
Is so insane.
For
so
a while, I was trying all of them.
There's
Red
three.
Velvet? Have you tried that one?
Yeah, but that's like
the same.
It's like the basic. Yeah, like who's that? There's an Instagrammer who calls that basic bitch food because he's like it. Fucking taste exactly like every other
like
when I was at Walmart right. I noticed three foods that were just insane amount of flavors. Number one, Oreos. Uh-huh. Number two, if you've looked at Pringles recently, I just walked past it at Walmart. The flavor section is crazy. Then last would be cereals. There's more cereals that I haven't seen on the shelves. Again, we talked about this. I might not have been eating as much cereal recently, but Dippin' Dot cereals, like 4 different kinds of Fruit Loops, like 6 different kinds of Cocoa Pebbles. Like.
Right. And it's all, I mean,
yeah, that's a good thing.
Expanding.
Well, don't hate on the cereal flavors.
I'm not, but I was just, so
I'm
hating
on all
I was even
this
talking
conversation
to this
at this point.
I was even talking to this about.
Let's talk about more delicious food that we eat.
Yeah.
I was even talking to this about the guy checking out at Hy-Vee, and he's like, see, the thing is, all these new cereals are coming out, but we only have space for so many. He's like, I don't know what's going away. He's like, I don't know which ones
that's
are gone.
Captain Crunch Sprinkle Donuts.
What?
They
I've never even heard of that.
Captain Crunch. That was my favorite
that was
fucking
a, that
cereal.
That was a thing, and then it's gone?
I Captain Crunch
so we
Sprinkle
missed
Donuts.
An entire generation of Captain
can't
Crunch?
Find it. I ate it for years. I would.
I missed an entire
yeah, dude, that's,
Captain
it,
Crunch
it,
generation.
It's the best cereal I've ever had.
And I love Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch Jr.
I've gone to like
and now
six
it's
different
Captain
places
Crunch the third, and I didn't even know Jr. I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
Oh, that sucks. It does.
I tried those peanut butter Cocoa Pebbles, and
they're okay.
as good as
yeah.
I thought they were.
Amber
would
be. Made a big deal out of them and posted about them, and
they were all right.
Standard.
I was just expecting a little more.
Yeah.
I'm a big Reese's Cup person.
No, you're a big Reese's
Cup.
This is what he does.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big look at the front picture.
What is the cover
and how good does that picture
look?
That means the food inside is going to be.
I don't know.
He does that with he brought me a bar that had
I get sucked in by marketing.
That had a
what can I say?
Of something on what do you remember what flavor it was?
It was the waffle, the new
yeah,
like
the new
waffle,
Quest waffle.
Syrup and waffle.
And I had it, it was really, really good. But I hadn't opened it yet. And he goes, that looks really good.
And a nice picture of a waffle with some syrup on it.
I was like, yeah.
And I was hungry.
That actual food would be really, really good. But it's a fucking protein bar. That doesn't
it's
don't
a taffy
look at the
stick.
Picture. Yeah, don't
that's what you said.
There.
You said it's a fucking stick of taffy.
Yeah, it was good.
So delicious.
It was good. They had in maple like syrup
yeah,
little chunks
bit
in
into
it,
and some syrup
yeah, like,
drizzled out.
Oh, it was good. It was good. So that I would definitely suggest that. Great today, I learned. By the way, Kit Kats, awesome. And with that same theme, we're gonna get into couch potato. In previous episodes, we have talked about Rick and Morty.
And yelled at one of us about not watching it.
We did.
Rightfully so, I will add, after having watched a few episodes.
Yes. So now he is on the Rick and Morty bandwagon.
I'm all about it.
And it's a theme of the weekend because
we binged hard.
at the competition, he had downloaded the legally downloaded. Yep. I'll say that.
Netflix or Hulu? Oh.
Totally
legally
downloaded. And
we're
he had every single episode of the of Rick and Morty.
Each season.
Every
episode.
So we watched. I had not seen a lot of the first season, and so I binged hard on the first season. Because not only because I've seen the second season and the third season not only once, not only twice, but probably a multitude of times.
Multitude.
That's
again
the word of the day. And so I loved it. And I watched the first season, but I didn't want. I wanted to catch up on how many times I watched each episode.
Yeah.
So I not only had to watch the first season once, I had to watch the first season like 17
times.
So that I caught up with the rest of the seasons. But oh my God, Rick and Morty's.
You'll notice that too.
It's more vulgar than I thought it was going to be.
Oh,
when he dropped the fuck bomb, the F bomb, I was like, whoa! All right,
I love it.
Yeah, but that's
this is my new favorite cartoon.
After you get through it. That's the cool thing is once you get through it and then go back and watch the same ones again, you pick up all little stuff
so,
that connects to everything.
So in the couch potato segment in general, I love any show that you can watch a single episode and it be awesome.
Yeah.
But then it also subtly ties in with every episode. So like the season as a whole is amazing, but you could pick out for you, I could pick out one episode. If you've never watched Rick and Morty,
well, and for
any
the Rick and
any
Morty
of it,
fans
it would
out
be
there,
great.
I started with Pickle Rick. I think that's season 2.
Yeah. No, season 3.
Whichever. It wasn't season 1. And it was
that's season 3.
Great
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
I want to say season 3 because that's Pickle an amazing
Rick!
Episode. That's an amazing episode.
Oh,
and
God,
season 3 is amazing. So.
Yeah,
because
they were divorced. They were divorced in that one.
Oh,
Because they went to counseling.
They had to go to counseling.
So that was an awesome. I mean, and now welcome to the club. Now we can discuss like we were doing.
I'll absolutely admit that.
And
you're just gonna hang out there like Pickle Rick and let that needle hang above you, and
hanging next to a timer with a knife on it.
Well, that's
scheduled
something,
for 30 seconds after we drive out of the driveway.
That's something completely different. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no spoilers.
And now something completely different. That's from a different podcast. The next segment that we're going to do is why? Question mark. It's a new segment for us.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a guy that I did not know existed. I don't think Jordan knew existed.
Try me.
Before this.
Oh, he knew existed. He said the dude with the tattoos all over his face.
That
the
17-year-old
with the tattoos all over his face.
You know who he was?
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea.
I knew he was one of those 17 new rappers that have tattoos.
That are 17 and have tattoos all over their face and rap the same.
Yeah.
All have little something.
So this segment is newly adopted with, I think, culture today is going to be kind of the general theme. Or like somebody just doing something stupid.
Go back and watch our episode about Tide Pods.
Or I guess part of the culture.
This is what we would then classify with the Tide Pods as well, is why. What the fuck? Question mark. Just terrible. But so background on this. So we just had an argument before the show about this guy being... Zach actually quoted that he was the richest 17-year-old in America, which we very harshly disagreed with.
Yes,
and so we looked it up and cramp.
Woo! You right there?
Whoa!
You gonna make it?
Lifted hamstrings
you
today.
Okay?
Just bent both my hamstrings, both of them, just on the verge of cramping up there. Folks, we just had a
disaster averted.
About stage
almost
5
down the picture,
meltdown
back into the
yeah that was close. So great radio. With this, I guess he is worth $6.5 million. So I mean, it's a good 17 year old salary. I mean, he's worth a good amount of money. We then talked to Zach about money in the United States and how being worth $6.5 million may not even get you into the top 10%. I don't know.
Maybe 10% at 17.
17-year-olds. Yeah. I would guess that.
Overall, not even close.
Yeah. So.
No.
So this, we're gonna preview his new song here on the segment. Why? What the fuck? So here's a little bit of his new song.
All right, yeah. So the backstory to it, when I was reading about it, was basically there's another rapper named I think it's J. Cole who it is that's rapping all. So these, like he said, 17 rappers that are all rapping the same music that are 16, 17 years old, just rapping about drugs, you know, taking tons of drugs, partying, all of that stuff. And so J. Cole came out with an album, basically. Against all of that, talking about how it's messed up, like, you know, stop all that.
So is he like a cool guy? Like, we like him?
Yeah.
J. Cole? Oh,
so,
yeah.
We like him?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
You like him, yeah. Cool. Definitely trying to set kids more straight and stuff.
Okay, I like him.
And so this is the song that he came...
I have no idea who any of these people are.
This is the song he came back at him with.
I might know his song, maybe.
You definitely would.
Okay.
Yeah, you would.
I would, okay. So this is... God, I feel so fucking old.
This is the kid that Zach likes.
No.
This is the kid that he was like, you guys have to listen to this song.
Because
why
it's
we're
crazy.
This song on.
Okay,
you need
yeah,
to
we're
going to
listen to it.
Lil Pump, the 17-year-old, came out with the song. Then J. Cole came out with an album saying, dude, you're messed up pretty much. Like, what are you doing? And then this is his response, this song. And the video is with Charlie Sheen. So
you can only imagine what
only imagine.
What Charlie Sheen's influence on this kid
has. I'll just play the first 30 seconds.
Everybody's drug addicts.
Ooh, chill, baby. Ooh, whole gang full of drug addicts. Ooh, chill. Take a lot of shit, forgot what happened. I ain't gonna lie, I gotta act. Swear to God, you can't be on my status. Swear to God. Start the day off with a pipe. Yeah. I'ma show you how to live life. Yeah. Ooh. Take a lot of drugs, don't think twice. Wow. I do this every day.
This is the part I
night.
Thought was messed
ooh,
up.
Ooh. Whole gang
after this verse.
People don't say anything anymore in this.
It's just shit.
Yeah, hold on.
This
like
is
him.
Where I stopped and was like, are you serious? Is he saying this?
You were like, why?
Since I was 11. Ooh, 11. I've been popping pills since I was 7. Yeah. I was 7. Told my pastor I don't do confessions. Hell no. Cause I pop a lot of Molly for my breakfast. Ooh, Molly. I ain't never listened to
See, I wonder if... do you think they're actually, like... No. I've been smoking. He's trying to be a badass? Yes.
He said, I've been smoking since I was 11. Popping pills since I was
who's
7.
Who's the kid that has the beef with Chief Keef? Who's that kid? 21...
21 Savage.
You guys are
maybe.
Not that much younger than me. Why don't I know any of these fucking people?
You need to look at more memes. That's how I know.
Oh, yeah, these are memes?
That's how I know it.
Okay.
But who's this kid has a beef with Chief Keef. Chief Keef's probably going to murder him. That guy's crazy.
Okay.
But anyway, that kid, they showed a picture of him at 16, and he's like a fucking regular high school kid.
Regular, complete. This is all
no
like a year and a half.
Face. He's perfectly normal. Signed no, a these deal. Guys are all fucking liars.
Yeah. Do you think that they're at, like,
who's the guy
do you
just
think
died?
Somebody's famous?
Who just died?
XX.
No, the one before that.
Lil
something. I thought it was Lil Pump until you told me this kid's still alive. You so know who you I'm
think,
talking about.
No, so his buddy, yeah.
Like,
they
some of these
are
fake tattoos, though?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, are
I can't
they
imagine
fake
them
taking these drugs? Because no. What? His buddy was, so one of Lil Pump's buddies was found dead in the back of a car with, like, Xanax and pills spilled in the
so
back.
So that's what I'm wondering. Okay, so these
like,
people, like, these kids start rapping about this shit, and then I feel like they start taking it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Trying to prove themselves right.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then he signed, like, a deal with Gucci for, like, $1.5 million or something like that. And then after that came out with this music video and just exploded a couple months ago and then just... popping pills,
and this
taking
is, this is part of like that mumble rap bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm saying taking like live Instagram videos of them like popping pills, like just are you serious?
Why?
That's why. That's the topic. Why?
Why? All right. Well, that's our segment. Why? If any of you followed that, then you're probably younger than I am because I have no idea who any of these people are, and it makes me feel super old. But I'm actually okay with
that. You
should
be proud of that.
I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah,
this is the one situation. This is the one situation where I'm like,
all right, then I'm old.
I'll agree. Your music's a little better than the mumble rap. We were sitting in the office the other day, and a song was just the beat was going, and Tyler's sitting there. He's like, all right. Tyler Robbins.
I just started mumble rapping, and I mean, you can do that to any of these.
Yeah. Literally started rapping and
sitting at the gym. Who fucking cares? Yeah. Like, and then they just say it over.
You said something about what was it about sponsoring something? You're like, now I'm about to get sponsored.
Right? Yeah, I don't fucking remember. But
it was
just asinine that these kids are making that much money. It's terrible.
It's crazy.
but
did you say we'll adjust.
Oh, God, yeah, we will, though.
The pendulum will swing.
The pendulum is swinging.
Yes.
All of those kids will die.
Right. And, like, I'm hoping, like, a future...
That is so
I'm
sad,
like,
but so true.
A futuristic, a Watsky, some of those guys that are a little more my age that are all, like, great lyricists. Like,
shocker,
I'm hoping
you brought
that,
up Watsky.
Right. Watsky is the man. If you haven't listened to Watsky, go on YouTube and check out George Watsky or Watsky. He's a white rapper that it just
I'm trying to think of, lyrics. I'm trying to think of anyone that's even somewhat newer and is like good like that.
Logic.
Logic does a good
he
job.
Does futuristic does a
he
lot
was
of
in
stuff
Rick and
logic,
Morty,
I think. Was he?
Yeah, Logic.
Oh, yeah, he did his rap at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the episode where he, like, gets blackout drunk and murders everybody. Yeah. Dude, that was so fucking...
Shout out to Logic.
Like, okay, guys, this is official. I may have drank too much last night.
It's like, you were blackout drunk, planned this entire party, had it all set up, Logic playing, ready
I love
for
you, Noob Noob.
Right after we walk out.
Yeah.
You gotta love Noob Noob.
No, and he's like, who the fuck is Noob Noob?
Oh, it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, go watch Rick and Morty. But that is time for us. We are out of time. Thank you for listening. We are at TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K, at Jordan.Hildreth, and at ZachDowns1. Thanks again for listening to us. Let us know again. If you have any questions, we will have future episodes where we continue to answer those. We'll batch those together and answer any of those questions. So please send us a line if you have any of those questions. Do any of you guys have any closing?
And you can send those questions to any of our Instagrams, the Gym Closet one. We'll all get them written down for you. So
check out Crave Gym on YouTube if you want to check out some of the videos. This video will be up of the podcast preview, as well as we'll throw it up a minute preview up onto the
gram
up on the gram. Thanks a lot, guys.
Peace.
We will talk to you later.